Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. It is 7:23 at WCCO, Advanced Spine and Pain Clinic, and our good friends at the Thielen Foundation bring you our visit with Adam Thielen, Viking wide receiver this morning. Adam, how are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Well, great. How was your weekend off, if you even had one of those?
Yeah, it was good. It was nice to spend some time with family. Took the little man to Mall America, got on some rides, and hung out with the family. It was good.
Were you at Adventure Park over there with the Paw Patrol?
We were, yeah. He loved that. He did not want to leave there, so it was a good time.
I was there Monday night. the same thing. Yeah, they don't want to leave. It's pretty cool. That's for sure.
It's a great deal. I'm glad they did that. It was awesome.
Hey, let me ask you about the off weekend. When you guys get a bye weekend, obviously as a professional athlete, you can't stop working out. How does that work?
Yeah, you know, you just we had practice still to, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday, and then you know, the rest of the weekend to really just take care of your bodies, hang out, and relax a little bit. But yeah, you still want to get a couple of workouts in just to keep the body going. But at the same time, you want to make sure that you're giving your body some rest, because the last time we had 4 days off in a row was probably before training camp. So it's good to give your body some rest.
All right. Well, you had me worried, because when the last game, when I was watching you, I saw you between when you weren't when the defense was out there, you had some big wrap around your leg. Are you okay?
I'm okay. Yep. It's you know, it's part of the game. You get some nicks and bruises, and the good thing was we had the bye week, and I was able to take care of my body, and hopefully I can get it back to 100% for game time.
Hey, how would you rate that field at Soldier Field to play on?
You know, it's different every year. It just kind of depends on the wear and tear and all that. Some years it's been absolutely awful, and some years it's been fine. So it just kind of depends. It sounds like they just resurfaced it, so it should be good.
You know, Adam, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is I know that Kirk Cousins was talking about it, and so was your offensive coordinator this week, about the red zone. Said he wanted to practice that a little bit more. What was the status in practice this week of red zone practice?
Yeah, you know, it's such an important thing. I think it's something that we really focused on this entire offseason. And, you know, you think about third downs in the red zone, how important that is to sustaining that drive and giving you opportunities to score touchdowns instead of just settling for field goals. So, you know, when we had those two extra practices over the bye week, we pretty much was all red zone stuff and third downs in the red zone. So it was good to get some more of that. And, you know, going forward, these next – you know, next 4 to 7 weeks is going to be huge to be able to score touchdowns instead of field goals.
When you play in the NFL, let me ask you about the transition. When you came out of high school, then you go to college, then you come into the NFL, and granted, your journey was a little different. But what kind of adjustment when you get to the pro level do you have to learn to become a good blocker? Because I noticed that's a big part of your game and Diggs' game and Rudolph's game.
Well, I think, you know, that's something that you really build in college, because in college you're expected to, you know, that's as big of a job as any, you know, for you as a wide receiver, is to be able to block. And so I think it's, you know, once you get to the NFL, it's just taking pride in being a good blocker and knowing that, you know, those blocks in the second level are the difference between a 4, 5, 6 yard run and a, you know, 8, 9, 10. And maybe longer run. So we take pride in that in our room. We talk about it a lot. And when we don't do a good job, we get on each other. So it's good to have that.
Well, as a lifelong Viking fans, when we watch those games at Soldier Field, I know I asked you about the turf, but oftentimes they talk about a swirling wind. Is there a wind down on the field for the players that you have to deal with in games there?
There is, yeah. You know, obviously being, you know, right off the lake there, it can get windy. But it's just one of those things where it's you adjust to it on the day. You never know what the wind's going to be like until you get out there on the field. And, you kind of just adjust to it and figure it out as you go.
Well, you're used to that wind blowing off of Detroit lakes when you had to play high school football, I'm sure.
That's right. Very similar.
Well, let's talk about the Mavericks because they get a bye this weekend.
Yeah, they get to relax a little bit for a week, which is nice. Get their bodies right, get their minds back and it's going to be an exciting little run here. So hopefully they can get back to work here, get focused, and have a big push here and hopefully bring Mankato their first championship.
Hey, can people still sign up to go to Topgolf and play with you?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's sold out, which is an awesome thing, but I know there's some people that still want to go. There might be some social tickets available, but you can go check it out on the website, and you'll get all the information there.
Hey, congrats on the sellout. I'm not surprised, I guess.
Yeah, no, we're really excited, obviously, for the first event. Fundraising event, and we have so many cool things that we can do with obviously these funds. So we're just really excited to get out there now and play some golf at Topgolf.
Who are you picking in the Mickelson Woods match?
I think I got to go with Tiger Woods, but I think it's going to be a fun, entertaining match.
Well, listen, Adam, you got other things to take care of here today and this week with football, but always good to hear your voice and have a great game in Chicago.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
He is Adam Thielen here on WCCO, brought to you by the Thielen Foundation and Advanced Spine and Pain Clinics of Minnesota. We'll check traffic and weather next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.